If you've got a question, a comment, star 6 on your phone line, and I want to encourage you that if a question or comment is applicable to more than just you, please.
This is Justine and Ron from Northwest Indiana, and just to let you know what I do every day, I go out and I look for somebody new, if it's okay, and I give them a Nikan hug, and I share that with them to share with others so we can have a better world.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Justine.
Vance, this is Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Can you tell me again? I've tried twice. I can get into WebExes, but I can't get into that other call that they're doing on the it's on Thursday nights. How do I get there?
The Bojabi one?
Uh-huh.
The key is, and let me just read you what I send people via text, okay? And I'll tell you what, Mary Lou, let me find it here. Where did it go? Oh, don't tell me I deleted it. No. I can text you.
Vance, if I'm not mistaken, this is Chris.
Yeah.
It's http://. Do not use the www.
Yeah.
It's meeting.bojabi.com.
Yeah, you can get there even easier than that because it's a lot of stuff to write down. If you'll send me an email, I'll send you the link. Okay, my email address is vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995@aol.com.
I'll do that.
Send me an email, and just all you got to do is put up in the subject line Bojabi link. And once you've got it, it's much easier to send people via email the link rather than saying, oh, hey, you're like what Chris just did. It's http://:// meeting MTB. Whoa, we've just lost them. That's why I had it in my phone, but I accidentally deleted it. And I would text it to people, but even then, unless they're going to watch it on their phone, most people prefer to have it in an email so they can click.
That's what I prefer, so I'll just email you, because I've tried different times to get on, so thank you.
Yeah, no, you because it's there, and once you have it, save the link so you can go back. Put it in your favorites, and you can always delete it out of your favorites if you don't want it anymore. But if you utilize that, that's what, again, this is what I've discovered, is I can send somebody that link, so all they have to do is click on it, because if you type in meeting Bojabi and some of the other stuff, that's not necessarily going to take you to the right one. And
I tried it two different times, and nothing would do, two or three different ways, and I didn't put the WW in there, but I'll just do this.
Yeah, and just do that. I'll make it easy on you, and trust me, before next Thursday. And you can go to the site right now, and there's no live presentation taking place right this minute, but what is neat is you can watch, there's a few recorded presentations, like the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, the, what day was that, back in, was that July 21st, July 21st, the virtual expo that we kicked off the whole use of the Bojabi site. It's there live, and or not live, but it's recorded, and you can watch it. And
all right.
If you want a really good, even if you don't watch the whole thing, just the first 15, 20 minutes to hear the gentleman who started this company or this website, to hear him talk about the literally the timing of utilizing the internet for live presentations and how many people have access. Now, you are going to find, this happened to me the other day, I called a friend of ours, and I said, do you have a high-speed computer? And he said, I don't have a computer. And I said, okay. And so I had to kind of rewind a little bit and take a few steps backwards. I said, do you have access to one? Do you have a friend that you could, on a Thursday evening, either at 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock, because that's the two times for the West Coast time zone, that you could watch something? He said, yeah, I do. And I said, okay, I need you to send me your email. And he didn't, so I'll follow up with him again and get his cell phone number. Then I'll just text him and said, here, this is what you're... But again, I really want people's email. Because if you tried what did you say, 3 or 4 times, Mary Lou? You can
imagine, yes, I did.
You know, you can imagine a prospect's frustration when they attempt to do it and they can't get in.
Okay.
So, yeah, but, yeah, email me and I will be happy to send you. And Chris, thank you for mentioning that, because it is easy once you find it. But, again, you got to save the link, because retyping it in, it's not like typing in, you know, America Online or, you know, Google. You kind of know you're going to get the one thing. There's a whole myriad of different stuff that comes up when you start, you know, going that direction.
Okay.
So thank you, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Vance?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dottie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Dottie.
Well, did you get Gary's email?
I did.
You
oh,
did. I know, but he called me, and he told me, you know, that his book, you know, he just returned my call, and I said, you know, Vance and I were just talking about you. That is so weird. He would love to go on the call again and promote his book. So
those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Gary Reed, who is
Gary
our,
Reed.
Yeah,
MS. He's the one that has MS.
The working title of his book was The Upside of MS, and I don't know if he called it that or not when after it was published, but we had Gary on the call, and if you know anybody who has multiple sclerosis, it is a very, very life-altering condition, and he's got a website. I'm going to put this in my email.
Okay.
I'm going to put this in my email next week, but if you guys don't want to wait for that, his website is, and again, this gives recognition to Niken and how it's changed his life. And I can't remember when he was on the call, but his website is really, really simple. It's www.myjourneywithms. That's the word my, M-Y, journey with M-S. .net. www.myjourneywithms.net. And that's his website. And again, if you remember, if you were on the call with Gary, and this has been quite a while ago, fantastic story of what Niken did and has continued to do. And Dottie, remind me again, Gary has had MS for 20-some years, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he had to get out of the service because of it. He was pretty high up there.
Yeah, was it the Air Force, I believe?
I think so, yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to remember now.
Yeah, anyway,
if
you know somebody with MS, it's worth your while to spend a little bit of time on that healthy mind pillar and take a look at this website. I'll put it in my email next week, so it's there. And but the book has been released and gives a lot of, I think it's the first 2-3 chapters, gives a lot of credence to what the Niken Solutions have done for him. And, you know, anyways.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reminder, Dottie. Appreciate it.
Because, like I said, I was talking to him yesterday, and, you know, I told him, I said, well, maybe Vance will have you back on the call sometime, you know.
Absolutely.
So he was excited about that. So, anyways, I thought I would just let you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And thank you for the email. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right, any other comments, questions from anybody? I kind of chided Dottie earlier this week because she had a great question that she didn't ask last week or a couple weeks ago, and it did pertain to everybody. It was the use of Niken products or the display of Niken Solutions in a retail store, and this is something that comes up often. And, you know, Niken's policy is pretty strict that they don't want us having, you know, little Niken stores all over the world. However, it's totally within the bounds to have a small display especially if you, as the store owner or the manager, want to do that and share with people. If you keep inventory in the back room, you can do that. But it's more beneficial if they're not willing to join. We'll sell it to them retail, but it is always more beneficial to introduce them to the company. But it's whatever we have to do as a segue in. And that was a question that. Yeah. Anything else? Other people on the line. I hear static. I hear people. Or maybe you don't know that once you ask a question or make a comment, you can hit *6 again and it'll mute your line out. Okay. If there's no other comments or questions, I think we're about done then.
And?
Yes, there we go.
Hey, Justine, I don't know if anybody else would want, but if I could get a copy of that letter from Jimmy, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to share that with my grandchildren.
The copy of what again, Justine?
The letter from Jimmy Dean.
Oh, it's in the book titled The Mastering the Seven Decisions by Andy Andrews, and it's on page 22. Again, Mastering the Seven Decisions, and I'm not going to get in trouble for photocopying a page out of a book because I don't have permission to do that.
Okay.
But I really tore into this book, and I made a mess of it. I've got it highlighted, scribbled all over, and this is not a lighthearted book. It's pretty in your face.
Here's a
quote from it as well. Success requires the emotional balance of a committed heart. When confronted with a challenge, the committed heart will search for a solution. The undecided heart searches for an escape. Little zinger there about overcoming.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. All right. Well, gang, it is now an hour and 15 minutes after we started this wonderful, lively discussion today. So if there's nothing else live, feel free to text, call, email. If I can help you this week, please let me do that. Let me serve you. And if not, we will talk in 2 weeks' time. Yes, you heard me correctly. Next week, Vance is going hunting for the first time in his life. I've been invited to go, and I know where I will be. There is no cell service. So, again, either Dennis Estes or Tony Scoma will be on the call live and talking about utilizing technology to our advantage. And then I will be back 2 weeks from now with Shirley, as I mentioned before. So have a great weekend, everybody. Continue to stay plugged in. Continue to live out the five pillars. And, I think that's it. So, look forward to chatting with you real soon. Bye-bye, everyone.